Welcome to the World Spire. The party has been climbing up through the caverns of the Orgelod Mountains, racing against time to save the druids of Crescent Valley before they are destroyed. But they are not alone in these caves. Zealous began to notice green dragon tracks, but it was too little too late. Before they knew it, they were surrounded by two dragon wormlings and their horde of troglodyte followers. Rather than risk the lives of her companions, Zealous agreed to become the dragon's treasure in exchange for the party's freedom. But just as they were about to leave, she let slip that Feral had a connection to the Rot, and hearing this, the dragons blocked off their escape. Chapter 4, Ascent Through the Wild, Part 3. Your party finds itself surrounded by a legion of troglodytes. There's probably a 30 or 40 foot radius around you at this point. The dragon wormlings are circling you around the edge.
And I scream, like, wait, man, stop! These dragons are not the reason why the spiders were running.
How the fuck do you know this?
They aren't the Rot. The spider said the Rot is coming.
But she's right here.
Well, it's a different, Zealous. Different. They said the Rot is coming down. I don't know what's happening, and I don't know why they're pissed, but we don't have a lot of times. The Rot is coming.
Uh-oh.
You need to tell them. Do they want to have their dragon patties in a knot?
Okay, do dragons wear panties?
Dragons?
Don't ask that question.
Sir, madam. Two questions.
Oh, God, no.
One, the Rot wants to know if you wear panties.
I keep talking to them.
The Rot is coming, apparently.
First of all, what the fuck are panties?
It's like, from my understanding, I think I look at her as like, what are panties?
No, that's like, not the question I wanted you to ask.
Panties? No, tell them the Rot is coming.
I did, but they want to know this first.
But why are you talking about panties?
The dragons can eat me now.
What are panties?
They're like undergarments. Wait, why are you talking about that? Do they want panties?
They're undergarments.
Well, no, we don't wear undergarments or anything else. We are free and wild.
I look at you. No, they don't wear panties.
Why are you still talking about panties? And Dizzy's just like hopping and like waving her arms and jumping upside down.
So I'm somersaulting.
I'm actually on a handstand, jumping up and down.
Acrobatics. I'm taking your job. I'm sorry. Continue.
This is such a great podcast right now.
Sorry, DM.
What are you rolling?
Acrobatics.
For what?
What are you accomplishing?
What are you doing?
My somersault. I'm doing a handstand and like pushing up and down. Because I said I'm jumping up upside down.
Okay.
I got a acrobatics or athletics?
Neither.
That sounds like acrobatics to me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are we like
handspring sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's strength. To
no,
really get me
it's
up,
acrobatics.
Though, right?
It's acrobatics.
Right. That's my arms.
Strength. Acrobatics.
Well, you know what? I mean, yeah, they're push-ups, so I'll allow athletics.
Okay.
I don't know what we're accomplishing with this, but
I don't know. It was for her. Hold on. Oh my god, I can't do math. Did I count right? 18? No, 14. No, 17.
How much
Sorry,
do you
I
have?
got 13 plus 4. That's 17. 17! Okay. Do I do it? Do I do it flawlessly?
Yeah, you're doing these great, like, upside down push-ups.
Thanks.
And the dragons look at you and just like, oh, wow, neat. What was your question about the rod?
So the rod is coming.
Oh, yes. Yes.
No, but I guess, from my understanding, I guess it's not her. But I don't... Apparently, my friend over here that's neat is,
I stopped doing it. I, like, jumped back on my feet.
Talk to, spiders. And,
oh, delicious.
Right? And, they said that the rot was coming from above. And they were running. I tried to catch them to eat them, but I didn't see them on time.
This does seem to line up with the stories that have been passed down by our kind. They say that long ago there was a world where the dragons ruled and the dragonborn alongside them. What you see here, and they sort of look over their shoulders at the troglodytes all around them, this is not but a hollow mockery of the world we once lived. All these creatures wishing to be dragonborn, venerating the dragonborn as the great ones, as they call them. And as soon as they found us, we were worshipped, which is great and all, but it is nothing. It is an insult. The rot came from the very top of the spire, and it destroyed our world. Nothing could stop it from spreading. Until the Eternal Storm. The Eternal Storm stopped the spread of the rot, and everything below seemed to be safe. But you're saying that the rot is now coming.
And this is what... Am I able to reach their face?
Reach their face?
Yeah, like, can I get to their face? So at this point, Tinsy, like, slaps both her hands on the dragon that was talking to face. We need to go!
I can just imagine, like, the dragon, it sees you and it's just, like, gibberish, like, ba 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 ba.
Like, we need to go now!
Tell the cute one that if it wants to keep its head, it will unhand me.
I start petting its head. Its face. If you want to keep your really head, dead.
You need to take your hands off of him.
But I want to keep his head. He's so cute!
Its mouth is starting to open and it's... Very clearly larger than your head.
Okay, so I like pat its snout and like shuffle back over to Zealous.
It gives a little disgruntled snort and a little curl of green gas comes out of each nostril. But it continues and says,
the rot has been killing everything. All the plants have been dying. And you bring to me this human elf, I can't tell, but...
I'm not... She was a snake once.
I forgot. How dead am I right now?
You're very much alive.
So you say that she was once a snake, and it nods.
If she is the rot, then that makes sense.
So I guess snake and rot go hand in hand.
What are you guys talking about?
Can you stay in your own lane?
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
They've gone back to ignoring Zealous, and they're walking up to Feral again and staring her down and saying,
I do not know whether this one would be the greatest treasure any dragon has ever collected, or whether I should snap her neck right now.
I don't think that's a wise idea. Trust me. I'm trusting you. So trust me.
We will let you go. For now.
That would be a wise decision.
And he... Oh, she, rather. She...
Oh, it's a she? I've been calling she a he. I'm so sorry.
But she...
It's gender-fluid dragon.
True.
She's staring at Feral, and she doesn't seem convinced of her own words yet, so... Zealous, I'll get you to roll persuasion.
Did they say anything else about... You know what, I'm just gonna be quiet.
Thank you, Bob. The rock comes and comes.
19.
Nice!
Plus 0, so... I'm not a persuasive
You're intimidating, though.
Yeah, I'm paladin intimidating.
Very well. Keep in mind, as we let you go, you shall all be our treasures, not just you.
I don't think that was the deal we made.
The deal has changed.
Oh, rude. One last question. What does it mean to be your treasures?
You shall see in time.
I don't want to see in time. I just want to know now to prepare.
Brochure.
Ken, do you have... What is... Broker?
A brochure.
A brochure. Do you have a brochure?
What's a brochure?
Brochure.
Brochure.
Do you not look like real life Tessa or Zealous?
Zealous.
Okay, thank God.
brochure.
I'm gonna go ahead and uncork one of my beers now.
Okay, dragon person. Do you have a brochure? She like looks like, am I saying it right again? Brochure of being your treasures.
I don't know what that means.
What's a brochure?
Like information.
Information. Does it like include visuals or something?
Yeah, there's usually pictures, and it usually like has a really like really cool like line that's like, join us today!
With like a line and like pictures?
I welcome the rot.
Whatever you're talking about, your information will come when we need you.
Zealous is like very defeated a little bit right now because this has been like a little bit of an emotional meltdown. So she just like turns to everybody and is like, okay, we're leaving now.
Is everything okay?
We're leaving. Let's go.
Are we fighting our way out, or...?
Sadly, no.
Oh, okay.
But, we're alive. Just a little, well, if you want to fight. But, if you do want to fight, well, let me give you we're going to be their treasures.
What?
That's, we either leave without a fight and be their treasures when they need us, or we leave with a fight and possibly die. Do we take a vote?
I'm gonna veto and say, let's be treasures. Can we leave? Can we leave? Can we leave? Can we leave? Can we leave?
Since he, like, huffs and, like, side-eyes the dragons.
I don't want to be a treasure, but... You stood by me with my decision with the... Not the cutie cutters anymore. Wow, they really changed their names, eh?
Mighty Mobsters?
Yeah, the Mighty Mobsters. Anyways... You stood by me with the Mighty Mobsters.
Lorelai says, I can't imagine it's gonna be that much worse than whatever the Air Cocker are gonna do when they find me, so...
Alright, let's do this! Treasures! Yeah!
Yeah! Can we leave?
Let's leave. I walk out of like, wherever we are.
Alright, so, once again, the troglodytes part for you. And
I say I wave to the one that waved to
can
me.
Can I
earlier.
Intimidate them again? Yeah, try
to
intimidate them.
Sure, you can. Okay. So Tinsy waves to that one, and that one is just like. Oh, and no. Again, like the other one slaps his hand. It's just like.
14.
Oh no, you're scaring them.
Poor little lizard thing. Just wants to wave back.
Yeah, no, they're just as scared as the first time.
Can I have that one come with us?
You can try. I'd love to see you try.
Oh, I don't... Are you giving permission to ask, or are you threatening me?
She tries to smile.
Like, oh, don't like... eat it! Oh, don't eat my friend! Okay, and then I'm like, okay, it's okay, we don't eat him. I don't want you to eat him.
She's trying to smile.
Are you okay? And Dizzy just smiles back. Good job! That's what she wants, right?
She just ignores Tinsy and just continues walking, kind of defeated that it wasn't seen well.
And so we go on.
Yeah, we go on.
Please, we go on.
Man, you guys might not fight at all this session.
I really wanted to fight.
Yeah, I had so many fights planned for you guys.
I really wanted to fight.
Same. I can't, but there was so many.
But then a giant dragon is like, fuck those guys, I'm fighting you.
Can I turn around?
Sure.
Can I attack them?
There's no reason why you would at this point.
I just want you to remember that my breath weapon won't work that well, and there are very many... This is Tessa talking. Zealous is ready for murder.
They were bullying you, and I really did want to fight them, but I also said I'd stick by with your decision.
You guys continue traveling upwards, and you're definitely starting to detect more foliage that's being affected by this rot, but you do manage to avoid it, since...
I'm sniffing it out.
Well, you're not about to get that taste out of your mouth anytime soon, so you definitely know what to sniff for.
See, it was a good thing that I ate that, guys.
Eventually, you guys do decide to make camp. This whole day, you've just been feeling the troglodytes' eyes on you, but none of them are approaching you.
Good.
So you make camp. You do sometimes hear the noises of what might be larger predators throughout the night, but if you had to guess, you think the troglodytes actually might be holding them back at this point.
Oh. Wow. And we see them?
No, but you did hear them approaching earlier, so you have a sense for that. This, again, would just be a guess that any one of you might make, but you do hear what you believe is troglodyte movement anytime you hear something approaching the camp.
To figure it out, can I try and intimidate them again?
I mean, they're not really close to you, but if you wanted to, like, roar or something.
Yeah, like, I'll roar. Do I have to roll intimidation for that?
You know what? You go right ahead and roll intimidation.
Yeah. I feel like at this point they should be less intimidated by her.
I feel like these things, if they weren't intimidated by her, they wouldn't respect her.
Mm. Yeah. I need to, like, place my roll as alpha.
The reason why I want to see them, so I want to see them.
16 plus 2, so 18.
All right, give me a good Zealous roar.
Oh, fuck. Yes!
Oh, no!
That is the price you must pay.
Fuck. I regret all the shows.
Use your diaphragm.
That wasn't it.
Don't look at her, guys.
Look away! Okay, that's as good as it's gonna
get. Do it again, because I was laughing.
Okay.
It's definitely good enough for the troglodyte, so you hear just like... off in the distance.
Yeah. Did you just get rid of her protection?
Tizzy just kind of startly jumped. Oh, Zealous again.
That happens a lot now.
It doesn't. You think I would be using it by now?
Nah.
That's a good one, Zealous.
You know what? It makes sense now that you roar a lot. Most people don't roar.
What do you mean it makes sense? I'm Zealous.
You're right. You know what? You're right. I'm wrong and you're right.
Yeah.
I thought this was a conclusion that we've come to before, but okay.
As you're having this conversation, you do notice that you're hearing the troglodytes less now. And instead, you hear this strange hooting.
An owl?
Do we all hear it?
Yes, it's echoing through the caves.
Can I perceive? Can I check?
Yes,
may
you can.
May I perceive?
Well, you
wanted to fight.
I want to hoot back.
I'm breaking.
I want to hoot back.
Go ahead if you want.
5 plus 6, 11.
11? Okay. Yeah, you can't really tell what direction it's coming from. Where you have camp has some caverns going off in different directions, up, down, to the sides. You're pretty sure it's not coming from below you. It could be coming either from the caverns sort of leading down above you, where you would be climbing up the next morning after you tear down camp, or it could be coming from the tunnels to the sides.
Can Tinsy also do perception check?
Sure.
Well, does this, can she hoot back?
Can you use your echolocation you learned from the bats earlier?
I don't even remember what noise I made. 11 with a hoot.
And they're getting closer each time and potentially coming from above.
Should I also do a perception?
And I can tell that it's also seeming to come from above.
I'm going to take out my spear.
Yeah.
I'm going to take out both of my short swords again.
It's definitely just me.
Yeah, I got 12.
Okay, 12 total?
Yeah.
Okay, well, like, you got 11, you got 11, you got 12.
Yeah, wow.
You know that you have heard this call before.
Guys, I think it's going to be a dragon.
You've heard a lot of wildlife, though.
True, but...
Tizzy pulls out her shield and longsword and readies it.
Yeah, and Lorelai is standing with you guys as well.
But that growl, though, that sound...
Is it separate
things? Do you think you can roar at it and intimidate it?
Oh, no.
I can try. Can you try and intimidate it with my roar?
Yeah, you can
give it a shot. Wait, what if it's a friend?
Maybe it's snoring.
What if it's moving?
Maybe it's sleepwalking.
Do we want another roar?
We know that it's from above, right?
You believe it's from above.
We believe that it's from above. What if trying not to make it angry, but trying to figure out if I light a torch and just throw it up and through the middle just to kind of get some light? Can I try?
Yes. So you're going to light a torch and throw it upwards?
Yeah, just like in the middle, that way I don't hit, hopefully, whatever it might be, just to get like a...
All right, so you're going to throw the torch upwards into the air, and everyone please roll perception.
Mm-hmm. 11.
Nat 20.
8. It's me!
It's you.
So everyone except for Feral is sort of looking at the wrong part, but Feral...
I did real good, nat 20 plus 6.
Yeah, oh, very good.
Oh, high five!
Yeah.
Just as the flame starts to illuminate the cavern, you can see that in the cavern above you, it does branch off into different directions, and you're just able to see a pair of bear legs.
Bear legs? As in
B-E-A-R.
Oh, no.
Disappear into one of
is the... Is it an owl bear?
That's what I was thinking, and I got real hella excited.
This is Tessa. Is that a thing?
Yeah,
it's
a thing. Yeah,
it's totally a thing.
I don't know if you're fucking with me.
No, 100% a thing.
Pinky promise?
A pinky promise, 100% a thing.
Okay.
I'm, like, so excited right now. Do you tell us what you see?
Oh, guys, I think it's an owl bear.
We should go investigate.
Yes, we totally should investigate.
Can I try?
You might be excited, but you do know these things are vicious.
Yeah, but Tinsy loves vicious things. She thinks they're cute. That's why I think you're cute. That's a compliment. You like being vicious.
Okay. But as you're saying this, Tinsy, from one of the side caves, you are very suddenly tackled to the ground by this large creature, and you are all taken off guard. So please roll for initiative.
Yes!
Yes!
Also, I have my shield out.
13.
Am I going to take any type of damage?
I took out my spear. I just want to clarify. Right. I did 13. Take out my spear.
So 14.
We both got 14.
20!
Do we roll a tiebreaker?
I've been having you do that. I think the rule might actually be whoever has the highest dexterity wins, but I like the tiebreaker rule.
Okay.
Just do that.
We both got 2!
Go again!
It's not clear, mine.
I got a 20.
12.
12. Oh, we almost got 3s.
So, Pharaoh, was, you got 23? And then Tinsy won the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Tinsy.
Here, put one.
This creature is this huge bear, as the name implies, with an owl's face. And this one's got sort of like a snowy owl kind of look to it, and just sort of grayish, ragged fur. And it looks very angry right now. And it's going to lift up its head, and it's going to peck at your armor and try to break through it.
Rude.
As if it's, like, something with delicious meat inside.
And does he just...
Man, I just... We could have been friends!
Oh my god. The owls are kind of tough. Okay.
Great.
So the owlbear brings its beak down on you, and it hits your armor, but your armor manages to protect you, and you feel an impact, but it doesn't hurt. But it maybe winds you a little bit, but you're otherwise okay. And then...
Nice!
So, Feral, you will be next. Currently, you are all sort of centered around the middle of the campsite, and the area is lit by the campfire that you've got set up, and then there's just 3 caverns going out to the side, 1 going downwards and 1 going upwards, sort of around the periphery of the campsite.
Wait, can we see all the owlbears?
You can currently only see the one that's on top of Tinsy.
But there are more, yeah.
You believe there might be. You still hear other sounds in the tunnels. I'm so happy when you intimidated away the trogloodytes. I'm like, oh, finally, we can fight something.
Oh, yeah.
Because of you! Nice! High five!
Can I cast Fairy Fire in the direction of where I think the other Bellbears are?
Sure. What does Fairy Fire do?
So range is 60 feet. Each object in a 20-foot cube within range is outlined in light. Any creature in the area when the spell is cast is also outlined in light if it fails a dexterity saving throw. They shed dim light in a 10-foot radius so we can see them.
Cool, yeah. First, before you cast that, I'll get you to just roll perception to make your best guess as to which tunnel another owlbear might be in.
24.
Okay, and then... You easily get that. So, even though you're all startled by this owlbear that has just tackled your friend, you have the instinct to know that there could be more around, and you stop and freeze, and sure enough, from a tunnel right behind you, you do hear some scraping around. So you spin around and cast Fairy Fire. What color would you like the light to be?
I want it to be purple.
Oh, I knew it! In my head, I was like,
Violet light is one of the options. So you spin around and the cave sort of becomes lit in this very strange looking light. It's only sort of the edges of things that seem to be lit, whereas any natural light source, of course, would illuminate everything evenly. But it almost creates outlines around all of the plants and the rocks and that kind of thing. And you do see an owlbear that has been getting ready to lunge, stop in its tracks, and it's fully glowing, not just an outline. And it's casting a dim violet light with a 10-foot radius. So it's going to be very, very easy to spot from now on. So any attack roll made against this will have advantage, as long as you can see it.
You're welcome.
That applies to all of you.
Awesome. Let me just...
Am I still on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh!
Yeah, this, like, owlbear is just, like, on you and, like, pecking through your armor, and you're just looking at this other glowing owlbear, like, oh, neat!
It's important, guys. There are more.
So, that is Feyrel's turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Next up is Lorelei, who is going to leap onto the back of this owlbear that's attacking Tinsy and try and stab at it with her rapier. Not exactly a common fencing technique, but she's going to sort of grab the hilt with both hands and try to stab down towards it while sort of straddling it with her legs.
I love Lorelei.
Same. I think Silas, like, kind of loves her a lot.
Yeah.
You don't want to kill her anymore, huh?
Yeah, no.
No. I mean, I didn't want to kill her after the whole thing that happened with me, so.
Yeah.
So she's doing worming in her heart.
You do.
Worming, but W-Y-R-M.
Okay.
Nerd.
So she does hit. And
she's got advantage.
She does have advantage. And then, so her attack is going to do 1d8 plus 3, 5 damage. So she lifts up her rapier and plunges it down between the shoulder blades of this owlbear, which roars and rears back, and she goes flying off. But Tinsy, you are no longer pinned down by this thing.
Am I still on the ground?
You are, so you'll need to get up. Next up, the owlbear, none too pleased about being stabbed between the shoulders, is going to swing around and try to bring a paw across Lorelei's face. It swings around and hits her squarely in the jaw, which sends her flying back a few feet. And that's going to do... 2d8 plus 5 slashing damage.
Can I use the Guardian's Link?
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yes, okay. So as a reaction, you can appear between Lorelei and this owlbear, and I will also say that you are no longer prone when you do this.
Okay.
The bear swings around and reverse time. She didn't get hit in the jaw. As it swings, it is startled to find that the prey that it was just attempting to devour is right there in front of it with her shield up. And the shield takes the brunt of the attack and does not hurt you.
And I go...
And now you can do a counterattack. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like anything? Like any action, or does it have to be
a melee attack?
A melee, okay. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Alright.
I'm gonna do that thing.
Like an opportunity attack?
It's just part of the Guardian Blink where as soon as you appear to protect your ally, you can attack the assailant.
Okay, so I have to see if it hits with a
Yeah, okay, exactly.
It's been so long since we fought, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, 9.
You take the blow with your shield and manage to prevent it from hitting Lorelei and go to attack back, you manage to, like, get some fur off of its paw, but, like, as it's startled to see you there, it staggers back, and you just barely manage, or miss it, rather.
Fair.
Good use of the blink, though.
Thank you.
Next up, this glowing owlbear is going to run in, and the closest people are Tinsy and Lorelei. Lorelei being the closest one. This owlbear is also going to lunge towards Lorelei.
I only have one blink, guys, a day.
She senses this glow approaching and manages to dodge out of the way, and it just crashes into the other owlbear. And you know what? Fuck that owlbear. I'm going to have it roll a little bit of damage.
Yes! Fuck that owlbear!
Yes!
It just goes, whoop!
Never mind, it didn't beat the AC, the armor class. So.
Oh, that's okay. You tried.
So it's just a comical tumble into the other owlbear.
Oh no, they're getting cute now.
Slight question. Now that the purple bear is near the other bear, is the other owl bear now purple too?
No,
it's
just
only
once. When I ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The first owl bear is very confused why this other owl bear is glowing.
Just...
One second.
Can I be an owl bear now?
I
guess they're sentient.
There's a limit to the challenge rating that you're allowed to.
I see.
To assume.
It's so disappointing. I see. You can stop talking.
Also,
now, DM.
Also, it's not a beast. It's technically a monstrosity.
Don't call them a monstrosity.
Hey, D&D said it.
They have feelings. Clearly, they're mad.
Yeah,
they must have feelings.
It's mostly murderous feelings.
I mean, Zealous has murderous feelings all the time, but
she has other feelings.
We've learned that today.
All right, next up is Onyx. Anything you want Onyx to do, or should she act on her own?
So where is Onyx, like, in relation to the owlbear?
Not terribly far, but if you wanted her to use pounce, she could, like, loop around.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, is she, like, front-facing or towards his back? Like, what is it, like?
So, at this point, everyone's facing the owlbears.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't want Onyx to get hurt, bro.
Would you rather have Sage blinked for Onyx?
Honestly,
she's a strong, independent cat. She'd take care of herself.
Okay, I'm gonna have everyone pounce.
Except for Tinsy.
Okay.
You're the cheerleader.
Yeah.
Alright, do you want to give her the order?
Onyx, pounce!
And she runs away first so that she can get enough distance, and then loops around, and from about 20 feet away from the nearest owlbear, which is the one that originally pinned Tinsy down, Onyx just flies through the air, like, latching directly onto its face.
Onyx the best.
She is.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree.
Onyx MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to... Yeah, so the owlbear gets knocked right off of its feet. So Onyx has knocked down this owlbear, and she goes for the throat with her teeth. Yeah, that's going to hit. So that's going to do... 8 damage.
Oh, yeah, Onyx!
Alright, Tinsy, it is your turn.
Yes! Okay, so as my first action, I am going to use Bless.
Oh.
Yeah, I can bless up to 3 creatures of your choice within range. Whenever a target makes an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number roll to the attack roll or saving throw.
Ooh.
So I am going to use that on Feral, on Zealous, and I am going to use it on myself.
Okay, that's fair.
I was thinking of Lorelei or Onyx, but I think I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah, might as well.
Okay.
We're all the right. OG3 anyway.
And then, as my bonus action,
uh-huh,
I'm going to do Thunderous Smite. So the first time you hit with a melee weapon attack during the spell's duration, your weapon rings with thunder that is audible within 300 feet of you, and the attack deals an extra 2d6 thunder damage to the target. Additionally, if the target is a creature, it must succeed on a strength saving
throw or be pushed 10 feet away from you and knock prone.
Okay, wow.
Wow.
So, but that would be my next attack.
Okay, so, what would Bless even look like?
I like to imagine you ready your, what are you using, a sword?
I want to do a flying kiss. I want my blesses going, mwah, mwah, mwah.
And then your eyes kind of crackle with lightning a little bit.
Yeah. You give love and love and self-love.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, that's fine with me. You give, like, kisses off into all directions, and Feral and Zealous and Jensi as well. You all feel quite blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed!
Can see you land with your longsword raised up into the air, and it's crackling with energy.
Yes! Can you imagine, like, a tiny little, like, gnome just like, yeah!
After giving kisses?
Yeah.
It was like a very Sailor Moon-esque action where she was just, like, spinning on one foot and kissing, and then she ended with, like, one hand in the air.
Yeah. Yes. It was like, swing!
Crackle, crackle, crackle.
Swing! I love that sound.
All right. Zealous, you're up.
Okay, so I want to do an attack with my short sword, and as my bonus action, so there's, the bear is on its own, like there's nobody around it, really, like on it or anything.
Which one?
There's
the one that Onyx attacked, and then there's the glowing one.
Which one's closest to me?
Probably the glowing one, just because the other one got knocked back by Onyx.
Okay, then I'll attack that one, and then as a, the glowing one, sorry.
Okay.
And I want, as my bonus action, I want to cast Ensnaring Strike, which the next time you hit a creature with a weapon attack before the spell ends, a withering mass of thorny vines appears at the point of impact, and the target must succeed on a strength saving throw or be restrained by the magical vines until the spell ends. While restrained by the spell, the target takes 1d6 piercing damage of at the start of each of its turns.
Badass.
Hell yeah.
So the owlbears do count as large, so they will have advantage on that saving throw. But so I assume you're going to cast that before you
attack. Yeah, and then I'll, like, attack.
You spin around to face this owlbear, and one of your swords just, like, has this sort of, like, vine crawl out of your hand all around it, and you leap forward to do your attacks. So give me your two attack rolls.
So 11 plus 3, that would be 14. 2 plus 3 equals 5.
Alright, so you lunge forward, and your first attack lands true on this bear, and as you slash through it, the vines on your sword sort of transfer to it and start sprouting, and it's going to make a strength saving throw? Okay, yeah, no, it's restrained.
Yes.
but that being said, it still manages to sort of swat away your second attack, but the owlbear has been restrained to the ground. It's thrashing against these vines, but it can't quite break free, even with the advantage that it had. it is struggling. And have you rolled damage yet for that attack that landed?
I don't think so. No, I have not. No, so it's 1d6 plus 1.
Yeah.
So 6.
Okay, perfect. You give it a good slash right across the face, and if you were to give, like, a person a slash across the face, you would pretty much expect it to go down, but it flinches and hoot roars at you, but that's
about it. What does that sound like?
Hoorah!
Beautiful roar, by the way.
Thank you.
That was really good. And you've been practicing.
I do practice my silly voices and noises.
I love it.
That's amazing.
Alright, so next up we have Feral.
Okay, so how close are the bears to me and everyone else?
No more than, I'd say, 10 feet to either bear.
Okay. Are the bears on one side of the group or the other, or are they kind of like...
So, if you were to look at the battlefield from above, most of your group was sort of concentrated around the middle. And if you were to look at it like a clock face, the one that Onyx is currently tackling is sort of like at 12 or 1 o'clock. A little bit away from the groups, and then the other one is a shorter distance away at, like, 3 or 4 o'clock.
The 3 o'clock one would be the one that's entangled, right?
Yes. And glowing.
Which one's at risk of making more damage right now?
Like, doing more damage?
Yeah, sorry.
It's hard to say. I mean, they're both sort of restrained, except the one that Onyx is on isn't, like, physically tied down. It's just being pinned down by Onyx. But it is bigger than Onyx, so it will probably be able to throw her off.
Can I try my caster's edge?
Sure.
probably just going to do it as a normal boomerang.
Yeah, you can do that.
But yeah, I'm going to throw it at the one that Onyx is fighting.
Okay.
Just to help her out.
Yeah, no, good.
Give it a good whack on the head. Hopefully.
Ooh, like 3 plus 4, 7.
So you do take a step back to throw it, but it does manage to roll and goes on top of Onyx as it's trying to roll out of the way of the boomerang, but Onyx manages to throw it and like roll over and is still on top, but it did dodge.
Cool.
So next up is Lorelei, who is going to continue to attempt to attack the restrained and glowing bear.
Yeah. For some reason, my bonus actions in combat consist of healing word and 2-weapon fighting. Did I somehow do this knowing that I might potentially...
When did you do it?
I don't know. Like, maybe
yeah, okay. Yeah, no, you can totally run in and attack with the spear if you want.
Can I throw the spear?
I'll allow it. You can throw the spear.
Hell yeah.
I see no reason to say no.
Okay, I'm going to throw the spear at the same bear.
Okay. Careful not to hit Onyx.
Please don't hit Onyx.
If you hit Onyx, I will kill you.
I'm aiming for its head.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Oh, God. 4 plus 3, 7.
And then you roll your 4D to add whatever.
3.
What's the total there?
Okay.
Yeah, their armor class is 13, so...
Damn it!
I failed really hard.
That's okay.
At least you didn't hit Onyx.
I guess.
Hashtag still blessed you. Hashtag you're still blessed.
I don't feel very blessed.
So the spear sort of goes into the ground next to the owlbear.
Okay. Hey, Onyx, are you good with a spear?
The Lorelei's up. She's going to attack the glowing, entangled bear with her rapier.
If, like, does this speak with animal spell count to them?
No, I don't think so.
They're monsters.
I know. I'm going to try. All
right, so she's going to leap in and do her attack. All right, so with much better form than she had the first time, as at least from a fencer's perspective, she lunges in and gives a very good stab at this same owlbear that she attacked before, and she manages to land a blow sort of into its neck. That's going to do... Let's see, 7 damage.
I feel like, because if they do have a lot of hit points, we can't run too.
Yeah, so you guys have...
Is it Tensi or Zealous?
I'm saying as Tessa.
I said Tensi. I'm saying Tessa.
I wanted to, like...
Yeah.
But she is right, and, you guys have landed some pretty good hits on them so far, but they don't seem very fazed by any of it so far.
Yeah.
These are very sturdy animals, or monstrosities, I guess, as it were.
Maybe we try one more round of it, and then we lead them to the chocolate ice.
Or they even come back after this one, scared it.
You're fucked up.
You wanted to fight it.
And that was the moment she realized she had fucked up.
She's having a time of her life right now.
She's like, finally!
The first owlbear, the one that is currently being pinned down by Onyx, is going to attempt to peck back at Onyx.
Just remember, if she dies, you die. You cringed. What was that cringe?
So the owlbear lunges forward to peck, but Onyx reacts in time, leaping off of the owlbear. So the owlbear is no longer restrained by Onyx, but Onyx managed to avoid getting powerful beak to the face.
Good choice.
Hey, oh, it was the dice. It was a 5.
Just saying.
So
just saying. I'm very attached.
The long foreboding pause was me checking Onyx's armor class, which is 14, so she's fine.
Ooh.
Alright, and then the other owlbear is struggling against... Oh,
1d6 of damage.
Takes 1d6 damage.
Yep.
From so, as the owlbear struggles, it takes 6 damage.
Wow!
Dang.
Yeah, so the owlbear is thrashing and pulling and trying to get away from these, but like all it's really succeeding at doing is getting cuts deeper into its body, at least at first. Is it able to break away if it succeeds some kind of saving throw?
Can use this action to make a strength check against your spell save DC. On a success, the target is freed.
Okay, so your spell save DC is...
It is...
Here we go, it's 11.
Okay.
It has to make a strength saving throw against that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. 5 plus 5, so... Yeah, so you got a 10 total. But guys, he has a +5 on strength.
Holy crap.
Your ensnaring strike is doing a good job of restraining this thing, and despite its incredible brute strength, the only damage it's doing is to itself.
Nice. And that's its metaphor. Entire action.
Yeah, so that's all it gets to do. Next up, Onyx is ready to go again.
I see she pounces again on the same one that she was on earlier.
Okay, so she'll run the perimeter of the campsite, which confuses the owlbears a little bit, and just as this first owlbear that's like just starting to get back up to its feet looks, Onyx is already flying back into its face.
How good are owlbears to see, like, in darkness?
Probably very good, given they're owls. that would be my guess.
Because I was going to say, if we light one on fire.
I mean, I don't know whether or not it makes a difference if they see well in the dark at that point.
Well, like, if, let's say we throw one on the fire, if we try and bring it to the fire, and then it puts out the fire or something by accident. That's why I was like...
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Onyx is leaping again towards this thing's face. But it's ready for her this time, and manages to swat her out of the air, and she lands on her feet, so she didn't get clawed or anything, but she wasn't able to pin it this time.
Okay.
All right, so next up we have Tinsy.
So, big question! Because I haven't got to attack anyone, I have a lot of questions about my attacking. So I have 2-weapon fighting, and remember we talked about this, how...
Wait, everyone has 2-weapon fighting.
Me holding my shield, does that count?
Yeah, I'll allow you to do shield bashes as the unarmed strike.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to do that. Which also, I have my bonus of Thunderous Smite. I will attack the one that's fighting Onyx.
Okay.
14, and then 16, 17.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely gonna hit. So you slash your sword down on it, it's crackling with energy, and it connects and goes through its shoulder, and a huge crack and boom rings out throughout the entire cavern. Roll your damage for both the sword and also the additional Thunderous Smite.
Okay. So that's 8 plus 4. Can someone keep the track? Thank you, 12, and then I do my thunder, which is 2d6, which is this one? Square. That was wow. It's a normal dice.
The usual.
That's 6.
Wow.
4.
Okay, what's the total? 10?
So 12 10 and then about 10. 1. 12 and 10.
12 so 20,
and
10. Yeah, so 22. 22? So it has to succeed on a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Would that be against my strength? Or against my safe DC?
Probably against your safe DC, so that's 12?
12, yeah.
Alright. Yeah, no, it goes flying and smashes into the wall and lands prone, like, face down on the ground next to it.
So does it did twitch a little bit?
Yeah, a little
electricity?
Bit.
Electricity?
So you did how much? 22?
Yeah,
22. Right. I am 4! Oh, sorry. I am Tinsy!
Nobody hears you say this because their ears are all ringing from this huge crack of noise that just happened. And the owlbear's, like, fur is smoking a little bit, but it's still, like, moving a little bit. So, you know, it's okay. I mean, well, okay, might be strong. Sorry?
Would it run?
Well, it's too dazed right now to do so. So, Zealous, you're up next.
Okay.
Tinsy did things.
Yeah.
First time, guys. This is my first attack.
I guess that's true.
And, like, since we were with Zeke.
Yeah, I'm high five.
Yay!
And this
have
is
you figured
like...
out? I'll try and body time.
Yeah. I'm going to attack the glowing one.
Okay.
So 11 plus 3 is 14. 18 plus 3 is 21. Sorry? So 14... And now with the bless would be 18.
We get to roll.
Yeah, their armor is 13.
Oh, yeah, so you're good.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to.
So 5 plus 1 is 6. 2 plus 1 is 3.
Okay, so 9 total damage between the two attacks?
Yes.
Alright, so this restrained bear that's still attempting to hoot and snarl and break free, you land 2 decisive blows across it.
Nice.
Alright. Feral, your turn.
Okay. Is the spear...
It's pretty close to where Tinsy is, because she just knocked that owlbear that you were trying to hit into the wall.
I think I'm just gonna try throwing my boomerang at the one that's ensnared.
Okay.
Do we ever describe how big your boomerang is? Because the way I'm imagining is like the really big ones that she has, that she's just like, "Acha!"
I don't know. I guess I imagined it being like the length of like a forearm or something like that. Yeah.
That's still pretty big.
Oh yeah, that'll do it.
Okay.
My bless was not needed.
And it was 1d4 plus 4. So that's 2 plus 4, 6 damage.
Okay. Which one? That was on the restrained one?
Yeah.
Alright, so Zelus has just landed these two strikes on the owlbear that's restrained, and it's like sort of lunging forward and trying to like snap at her. But as it does, Boomerang just clocks it in the side of the head, and it doesn't go cross-eyed because owls can't actually move their eyes in their pockets. But like it's just like, and the caster's edge sort of bounces off and then like spins artfully back into your hand.
Cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So earlier you guys had been considering running because it didn't look like they were any worse for the wear for all these hits you were doing, but they definitely look like they're starting to get worn down now.
Good warm up, guys.
Yeah. Alright, next up, Lorelei.
She is going to cast Cloud of Daggers.
Oh.
What class is she?
She is a bard.
Oh! What about bard inspiration? What the fuck? I'm just kidding.
She runs up beside Tinsy, who's just knocked this bear into the wall, and she sticks out her hand, and she's holding like a sliver of glass in her hand, and she squeezes it, and it shatters and turns to dust in the air, and you see the dust sort of reform around the bear into all these crystal daggers and just start flying into it.
Whoa, that was cool, dude.
Bruh.
All right, and that's going to do 44 slashing damage.
Another Pokemon.
Broski. Broski.
Alright, that's going to do 10 damage to that owlbear.
Dang!
The bear roars with pain and is looking very weak at this point.
I, like, put my hands up for high five.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yay! That owlbear pulls itself up off the ground and looks real pissed right now. It is going to lunge forward and attack Lorelei. So it leaps forward and it's going to first go at her with its claws, which, as she's distracted in this little moment of friendship high-fiving, she turns back just in time to see this bear paw coming down across her chest, and she staggers backwards. Takes 7 damage, but it's not done yet. As she's staggering backward and she looks up, it's still coming towards her and comes down with its beak. She raises up her rapier trying to block it, but the beak sort of just latches around the rapier and pushes it back into her. And for that, she will take 12 damage.
What's she at?
She's at 11 now. She coughs and spits up a little bit of blood, and she's on her knees at this point. Then the other owlbear is going to take its slashing damage. It's what, 1d6?
Yes, 1d6, yeah.
Okay. So it's still struggling against the vines. It's going to take 5 damage from that, and it's going to try to do the strength saving throw. And once again, it gets 10, so...
Wow.
You're good.
Yes. Dang.
Yeah, so this poor glowing bear has just really been having a bad day. And next up, we have Onyx again. And Onyx is looking kind of pissed at this point at the bear that just attacked Lorelei.
Oh,
just leaps on its back. And she didn't do pounce this time, so it's not getting knocked down, but she... latches her claws into the owlbear's back, and she's going to start biting at it, trying to get at its jugular.
Good Onyx.
So the owlbear, not seeing this coming, doesn't react in time, and Onyx is easily able to sink her teeth into the bear's jugular.
Yes.
And starts shaking at it. It's gonna do 8 damage.
Yeah.
So this owlbear is choking and coughing and wheezing and staggering around, barely upright anymore.
Barely.
Barely.
Wait, is this the
owl? See you in hell. All right, Tinsy, your turn.
Me! So
you're very close to this owlbear, which has just really fucked up Lorelai.
Yeah. I'm going to attack with my longsword and my shield.
Okay.
And then as a bonus, I'm going to, just in case, I'm going to cast, as my bonus action, cast Shield of Faith.
Okay, can you read that out for me?
On her, yeah. So, a shimmering field appears and surrounds a creature of your choice within range, granting it a +2 bonus to AC for the duration, which is up to 10 minutes.
Cool, yeah, you may absolutely do that. Pull out this little roll of paper that has a little bit of a holy text from the Order of Orgelod, and you read it out. I haven't thought of what it says, but... And a faint glow goes above Lorelai, and she gasps a little bit and looks up as you rush in to attack this owlbear.
Go in with the longsword.
So 7 + 4, that's 11, and then my blessing, so 12.
Okay, and then can you also roll the unarmed strike at the same time?
Oh yes, so... And 19.
Okay. You lunge in, bringing down your longsword, and the bear manages to deflect the longsword, but what it didn't see coming was the shield coming down, which goes straight into its brain, and it twitches a little bit, and then slumps over.
Oh. Nice.
Tipsy!
Instead of like a rah! Or something, just...
Tipsy!
Just a little peace sign. So next up, we have Zealous.
Okay, so one bear's down.
One bear down.
No, it's just the other one. Where is the other bear when it comes to, like, everybody else? Like,
it's fairly close to the center of the camp.
Okay, so everybody's, like, kind of like around.
Yeah, it might be, like, I don't know, 8 feet or so away from the fire that you've got set up.
I was like, maybe I can use my breath weapon, but I don't want to hurt anybody.
she does care.
Tessa does. I mean, I think Zealous just...
Hey, you and me.
Zealous is just being strategic.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to carry dead bodies out of here.
Hey, you admitted that you felt like we were found.
Tessa did.
So Zealous, sorry, what were you gonna do?
So I'm gonna attack the other bear.
Okay, with your multi-attack?
Yes, my two short swords.
Alright. So give me your first just give me both attack rolls.
Okay. So this first one, 7. So 18.
Okay, yeah, so you go forward and you've just been wailing on this owlbear. It's attempting to defend itself. It catches in your beak the first attack, managing to deflect it, but you're able to bring down your other sword where its shoulder meets its neck. And how much damage you get?
3.
Okay, perfect. And next up, we have Feral.
So I'm gonna take my boomerang. Can I throw it in a direction where I can catch both of the owlbears in?
One of them's dead.
Oh, that's right.
Brain matter.
Sorry.
Brain matter on the shield.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is cast Thunderwave from the caster's edge.
Okay.
And it's 15 feet. So can I throw it so that it's 15 feet away from the bear?
Yes. Yeah. And like on the other side from everyone. Yeah.
I have the room to do that.
And you can sort of curve the throw a little bit. So you give that a toss and. What spell are you going to cast once it's 15 feet away from the owlbear?
I'm going to do Thunderwave.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, this thunder. Thunder.
These poor owlbears weren't expecting all this thunder in a cave.
They're like, can you imagine if one of them only ever lived in that cage? Oh. And then, like, this, what is this thing?
That's why I wanted to try and communicate, be like, bros.
Fellow bros.
So sorry, what did he have to do?
Constitution saving throw.
Constitution, okay. Critically failed. So you throw the boomerang and it sort of hooks around to the other side to be far enough away from your allies that it's not going to affect them, and then suddenly the boomerang erupts with a thunderous force and like this shocking power goes out in all directions, and once again, this like huge like booming sound which is just deafening inside of this cave, and the owlbear gets ripped out of the restraints, which is going to do 2 damage to it, And then what was the damage done by the spell itself?
2d8.
2d8, okay. Do you want to roll that for me?
2. Oh, 7.
Eight, 9. 9 total? Okay, so that's going to do 9 damage.
I guess you could say it was truly a boomerang.
Oh, it's it was the boomerang.
Shocking.
Oh, no.
And I think earlier I might have specified that he was a short distance away from the fire, which no. He lands upon.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Yeah, and so he lands in the flames and, like, rears up, roaring and hooting, one last roar and hoot before crumpling down to the ground.
On fire.
That's right.
It's dinner!
Dinner is served.
Ooh, that looks toasty!
And you are now out of initiative.
Yay!
Congratulations! And you two got your first kills, I think.
Have you
got a kill? Oh, no. Yeah, that's right.
You did pin that one lizard on the tail against a wall with your spear.
And that one time you used Thunderwave to send
one
of the secret guards off the edge of the cliff.
This is the first time I don't actually kill anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pick up Beryl's spear before anything else.
Even before you pick up Lorelei, who's like panting and bleeding.
Oh, yeah, she has
a spell and like cure wounds.
Can you cure wounds?
Yeah, I can. I have a spell. What?
I was going to do lay on hands, but you can cure wounds?
Wow, everyone can heal on this party. Y'all are immortal.
So I would like to cast Cure Wounds. So yeah. That's 1d8 plus 1.
While she's doing that, I do pick up Spirit.
Two.
Thank you.
It's a 2.
Okay.
So she's at 13 now. Oh, 3. So 14.
Well, she does appreciate it. As you put your hand on, this is going to be more provocative than I thought, because she got those attacks on her chest,
I'm
right?
I'm feeling her up.
I guess you place
What's
your hand...
What's the ship name again?
Loreless.
Loreless.
So you put a hand
onto her heaving bosom.
Onto her heaving bosom.
While smoldering eye contact.
It's getting hot in here.
Well, she
it's electrifying.
As her breathing begins to slow, to become more calm, she does put a hand over your hand and she looks up at you with an appreciation.
Oh, wow.
Tizzy's gonna just be standing there. And draw like a circle, like a straw heart with her fingers.
It's a circle. An oval.
A generic circle.
Draw a little heart.
Zelis, can you roll perception actually?
Yes.
I'm gonna perceive her eyes.
Oh my gosh, is she in love with me?
Are you in love with her?
Maybe. Oh my gosh, I really hope it's really good. Please let it be good. 11 plus 1, 12.
Yeah, she's blushing.
Oh! Am I gonna be finding love?
Oh my god! Like, out of everyone,
freaked out by the fact she was a lizard person.
Yeah, well, she's clearly impressed.
So what's Lorelei at again for health wise?
Sorry.
What is she at for health wise?
She's at 14.
14. Okay.
Currently. And you guys are going to be getting your long rest now, so she should be okay to recover the rest of the way.
Are you guys actually going to eat the owl there?
I take out my short sword. What do you think?
All right.
I walk towards it.
Well,
I will.
Those of you who eat meat.
And I don't.
You don't?
Anymore.
Oh, in general. Sorry, I'm like Tessa. I'm sorry. Yeah. Tessa, sorry.
Zelis definitely eats meat, though.
Yeah, Zelis is definitely.
Zelis, how about you roll a d10 and you'll have that many food rations to distribute among the people who eat meat.
One.
Alright.
No, four. Four. Sorry.
Okay.
Four. Four.
It was a four.
I will give one to everyone.
Alright. Okay, so Zelis, Lorelei, Feral, and...
Not me. Onyx?
No, I was going to...
She doesn't eat meat.
I don't eat meat.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You're still gonna. She's still going to try to give it to me. I'm just gonna pass along to Onyx.
I feel like she's gonna take real offense. Like I gave this to you.
But you know I don't eat meat.
Not even for me.
Does he just? Do you want some berries?
I only eat meat.
Not even for me.
I'm allergic.
You can eat my part then. I give it to Onyx.
I just give it to Onyx for her to, like,
all right.
Eat.
Yeah, so Onyx is going to have that. And so the three of you, you can eat your owlbear meat for tonight.
What does it taste like?
Real gamey, but also slightly like poultry.
Oh, nice.
Is it red meat or white meat?
I feel like it would be a mix depending where you take it from.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like turkey where there's some brown meat in there too?
Yeah. So you guys won't have to consume rations today, Tinsy. You will have to consume one ration.
Can I like search their bodies to see if they have anything?
Sure.
Not the cooked one, not the one that's already eaten.
You pat them down, but I won't get you to roll for it because you can.
Clearly, they have nothing. Yeah,
they don't really have anything.
Can I take some of their feathers?
You can. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, I want some of their feathers.
All right.
You don't eat meat.
I'm not eating the feathers.
So owlbear feathers.
Don't have taste.
I'm removing one ration. I am down to three.
I'm getting love, guys.
I'm so excited for Zealous.
What if there's little, like, dragon babies?
That would be so cute.
It would be.
Or would it be, like, the donkey dragon hybrid babies from Shrek?
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be cute, too.
Yeah. Would they be, like, let's say you're half dragon, right? Because you're a dragon person.
Yeah, I'm dragon.
So your kids would be, like,
My loves, anyone that's listening out there, fan art. I want to see the babies produced.
No, I don't think you have to.
I mean, not how they
do it. Yeah. I think it will happen.
And also, like, can you like make fan art of the moment that Zealous and Lorelai just shared when I placed my hand on her heaving bosom?
I don't think you have to ask for that. I think it will just happen.
I hope
it's a request personally for me. Right. Are we like resting? Like right now? Like this is our resting stuff.
Yes.
I would love to clean my armor.
And
my shield.
It's part of our ritual.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm still Zealous' judging.
Are we going to still do shifts?
I guess.
I mean, we haven't found out what this rot is that the spiders were talking about.
Sorry, I was. My love life. It was like getting it.
Oh, Zealous, I saw that was really nice. Good move.
So, shifts. yes.
Feral, is she blushing?
I don't know.
Would your blush be a dark green?
Yeah. Would it be, like, the same color as your, like, scales?
What's a blush? Do you need to walk it?
Okay.
No. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
But you're asking me if I have one. Do I feed it every day?
No, it's okay. What were you saying?
Yes, shifts.
Okay. I'll take the last one.
I'll take the first one.
Okay, I'll go in between.
I'll
15.
Eat my own.
I think, you know, Lorelai, if you want to join, Zealous.
What?
I mean, it's up to you.
What?
Well, I will say that after all of this happening, you guys have a very good rest this night.
Yeah.
And the next day, as you travel out, it's not long before Feral, you're able to start hearing the normal wind that you're used to coming from above, so you know you're getting quite close to the surface. And sure enough, within a couple hours' travel, you finally come out of the caves that you've been in for these last couple days, and you recognize the area that you're in. You're up a slope a little bit, but as you slide down, you come out into an area, and actually, Tinsy, you recognize it as well. It's actually quite close to the mess hall, where you live.
We're really close to my home, guys! Wait! Can I do a perception check? I need to find clovers.
sure, so...
find one?
You can go roll a perception check, sure.
No! Are you sure I have to roll one?
What did you get?
No, can I do that again?
No, what did you get?
No! I got a 5. That's plus my modifier, so that's a 5.
So you guys are just enjoying the air, like having not been able to breathe this nice air. And Tinsy's running around trying to find clovers, and your attention is drawn by Tinsy because she's getting like a little despaired because she can't seem to find any clovers anywhere. It's honestly weirding you out a little bit because it shouldn't be very difficult to find clovers right
here. Can I try to find some clovers?
I was going to say the same thing. Can I try to find?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, no.
20.
20? Okay.
Cloverfield!
So.
Plus my perception stick.
Just imagine. So 26?
26.
Just imagine though. It's like somehow like. It's like, oh, Nancy. But Kinsey. The entire field is clovers.
Yeah, not
and you're
quite.
Just going in a circle and stomping on all of them.
So. No. So, Feral, decides to go over and help Tinsy, and she's rooting through the grass, and you feel like as soon as you touch the grass, something is wrong. And as you take your hands away, that feeling goes away, but you're getting the sense that as long as you're touching the grass, your magic is blocked from you right now.
You're the rot.
No, we're not the rot.
Zealous, I think you were also...
Yeah, let's do, yeah.
You didn't, she didn't find a clover.
Nope. She rolled very well, but she noticed something else instead.
Yeah, she rolled too low.
Can you give us a nice middle roll? Six.
Plus one, so seven.
You hand Tinsy a mushroom, being like, here you go.
Thank you.
But you don't eat meat.
Mushrooms aren't meat.
About herself right now.
Yes.
Wait, for the listeners at home, Silas gave Tinsy a very shocked look when she learned that mushrooms aren't meat.
And we just stared into each other's eyes. Did you think they were meat?
I walk away.
Thank you!
You see some rustling in the grass coming towards you, and Tinsy, before you can react, all of a sudden pops out the gray squirrel.
Okay, first episode. Oh my
god. Hey there, little guy, it's been so long.
And he seems to be saying, little light bearer, something's awfully wrong.
What happened?
I don't know. The plants have been sad.
Oh no! When did this start?
Just days ago!
Do you know where it's coming from?
He's shaking his head.
Has any of the druids come?
I haven't seen the druids in days!
Where? How's your family? How are the animals here?
He seems to be indicating that his family he's hidden them at this point. But he seems to be, like, anxiously glancing towards the mess hall, since, I mean, that's where he lives, but, like, he's making less and less sense as he goes, because he's clearly pretty panicked at this point.
I turn to you guys. Guys, there's something wrong. My friend here says, like, the plants are sad, and something's wrong. I need to get back to my house. My home. But I need to get back to my mess hall. It's not a mess, though. I keep it clean. Just saying... This is a mess hall.
Let's go.
Okay.
You got it.
I offer the gray squirrel to jump onto my shoulder.
So yeah, the gray squirrel hops up and just sort of like nervously playing with his hands as you walk towards the mess hall. You get to the small grove of trees that it's hidden inside. And as you always do before you open the door, you sort of brace yourself because you still haven't quite gotten used to seeing all the seats without the order there. That you open the door.
Oh no. Oh no.
And sitting at
the
seats of the bar, you see the Order of Orgelad. And in the center of them all, you see the distinctive cape of Ashwin Kustos, the leader of the Order of Orgelad. Hearing the door creak open, he turns around, his face all rotted away and his jaw hanging slightly. And he says,
well, if it isn't the little light bearer.
And that's where we will leave off for tonight.
Oh my god! Thank you.
talking, I was like, wait, no. Oh no.
There's fucking zombies in this shit.
Oh my God. I was not expecting this. Okay. That's the, you're both freaking out. Literally, when you said that, I was like, oh, what's going to be there? And it didn't clue in until I was like, oh, I'm going to offer him to... Wait, we're going to the mess hall. The crates were empty. I haven't been back there since this. Oh, no.
I have been sitting on this for so long.
Casey's going to just have a fucking meltdown.
Wait, how long has it been since you've been back at the mess hall?
Since you guys left, but she hasn't been back to the graves for past year.
Wait, but...
Exactly. Where the fuck were they while I was in the mess hall? I'm like freaking out. And like, this is genuinely inside. I'm like, nothing's right. I'm all scrambled eggs inside. I also love that as you're describing this, I was like, wait, oh no.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, she got it.
I didn't think anything of it until you started freaking out. And then I had the idea.
But it is clicked.
See, me was right when it was like, oh, you see the empty seats, you're bracing yourself. I was like, oh man, our DM is about to fuck us right over.
I literally was going to be like, I was like, should I interrupt? I'm like, let's just turn around, let's not go in. I'm like, no, it's too late, the narrative has started.
How will we kill these fucking zombies?
I don't know if I'll let you.
Find out next time.